Hello and welcome to the Diz Unplugged Roundtable email edition for January 8th, 2008. And we don't have as many emails as we normally read today, but we didn't get as many over the holidays as I would have hoped for. So once that cruise was given away, everyone was like, darn, it wasn't me.
I have a question about this. I've had some people write and ask questions. Are the people who wrote emails in 2007 that were part of the prize pool that we picked from to give away the cruise, will those emails carry over into 2008?
Oh, no. All new. January 1st is all new. All new. Got to send
Thank
in all
God
new emails.
For me.
once we close the year out, it's all, we start all over again.
They have been sealed into a box.
But I want you people to keep in mind that I have more cruises to give away this year than I did last year. And we're going to be, like I said, we're going to be giving away cruises on our, for our podcast cruise on May 10th of 2009. So you have plenty of opportunities to win. You never know how I'm going to go ahead and give those out. You never know when I'm going to decide. It could be an email. It could be something. It could be anything. But send in your emails, podcast@wdwinfo.com. Or even better, if you want an even better shot of getting played in our show, send us a voicemail. And I would love to tell you the toll-free number, but I never remember it. But it's on our podcast main page, podcast.wdwinfo.com. And comments, questions for the team, observations, rants, raves, whatever. Let us hear what you have to say. If we play your voicemail or read your email on our show, you'll receive a Diz Unplugged t-shirt. And then at the end of every month, we take all the emails and voicemails that were on the show and we pick one winner at random. And we have 30 envelopes here in the studio, each one with a different prize, ranging anywhere from a $25 Disney gift certificate all the way on up to an iPhone. And we'll give you, if we choose you at random, you get a chance to choose one of those numbers, 1 through 30, and you win whatever's in the envelope. And somebody this month, one prize, as I said last week, that I am absolutely giving away this month, someone's going to do a dining review with Kevin.
I'm a prize.
Ooh. He's a prize.
And I'm in an envelope.
And you've been in an envelope for months, and no one has picked your number.
A big and tall envelope.
So, we have some, like I said, this is a big month. We're giving lots away. We're giving away lots of prizes, lots of cool stuff. So, come on, send your emails in. And who wants to go first?
Me. Just because.
Wow, she jumped on that. Like,
she wasn't
was
going to miss it this time.
And she didn't look it either. She didn't look like she was ready.
She faked us out.
It was Ninja Julie.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm very, very sneaky.
The podcast ninja.
Mine actually kind of ties into the news story about the kids, you know, having to be 10 years old. But John Still from, I'm not saying the name of the city because it's hard. He's from Texas.
I didn't know we could do that.
Well,
if the word is hot, okay. I can eliminate it.
Okay, it's either Sachse or Sachse. S-A-C-H-S-E.
S-A-C-H-S-E?
Mm-hmm.
Sachet.
I'm going with Bob.
We're going with Bob, Sachet, Texas.
Sachet, Texas.
Where they sell the mojitos.
And John writes to us and says, I have heard several people trying to decide if they should bring their kids to dinner at a nice restaurant. The best thing that we have done in years past is try out the kids club at the various resorts. We have three boys. We've tried the kids club at the Poly, the Beach Club, and the Grand Floridian, as well as Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom. So these people pretty much know what they're talking about. The Poly is by far the best, and the kids love the Peter Pan theme. They think it's neat that they have to go through a window to enter the club. They actually look forward to going to the clubs. They always say, you know, when are we going? When are you going to drop us off? They beg to go. They get to play video games, do crafts, fun activities. He writes he believes the cost is $11 per hour per child with a two-hour minimum, which we've discussed before. And if nothing has changed from years prior, it includes a kid's meal and DVC members get a 10% discount. And he writes, when you figure out how much you'll spend for a kid's meal at a nice restaurant and then how much the kids actually enjoy the club, it's a very small difference in price, you know, between paying the $22, or not as far as price, but as far as for yourself, paying $22 at the kids' club or buying a kid's meal at a restaurant. He says, the time alone with your significant other is priceless. And I took the liberty to actually look and find all the different clubs on the Diz. There's Camp Dolphin, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Simba's Club at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, 4:30 p.m. to midnight, the Mouseketeer Club at the Grand Floridian Resort, which is 4:30 p.m. to midnight, as well as the Neverland Club at the Polynesian, 4 p.m. to midnight, and the Sandcastle Club at the Beach Club, but that's only for the resort guests, and that's 4:30 p.m. to midnight as well, and then the Cub's Den at the Wilderness Lodge, which is 4:30 p.m. to midnight as well. And I say that you people take John up on his advice, you know, and let your kids have a nice night out, and you enjoy a nice night with your significant other.
You forgot Victoria and Albert's kid kennels.
Dang.
You put quarters.
Those are free.
Before anybody writes letters to us about how we hate children and don't think they should eat in fine restaurants, I don't think that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
Right. It's just an option.
And, you know, if someone had, you know, they wrote in and said they have kids of their own and you don't see them bringing their three children into a nice restaurant, I just think it's very nice of him, you know, to do that.
Parents' night out.
Yeah. Mom and dad deserve a break, too.
Sure.
I thought that'd be good for trip planning, too.
Cool. Corey?
I have one from Sean Coomer from Las Vegas, Nevada. He writes, "Hi, gang. I've been listening to the podcast for around 6 months now. And
put $20 on black for me."
Yeah, right. Well, I think after this email, I think he did win a few. I've been listening to your podcast around 6 months now, and I just wanted to write in and let you know how much I enjoy it. Since I know you enjoy getting listeners to write in from around the world, I thought I would let you know that I'm currently on a round-the-world trip with my wife and seven-year-old son, and I've listened to your podcast.
Oh, that's right.
In Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and New Zealand, where I am traveling to right now. I plan to continue listening as we make our way to Australia next week and eventually up into Asia and back around the world. Wow. Life is too short, and we are taking this opportunity to live a little instead of putting it off until some later date in the future. He also gives his a website for his travel log, familyrtwaroundtheworld.com.
I think he specifically asked that we not.
No, he said if you read it, you don't have to give out the URL.
I thought he said he didn't want us to give out the URL.
I checked it out, and it's really cool.
Okay, yeah, so did I. I looked at it. I thought it was great. He got some great pictures of every place he's been, and he's really, I mean, all over the world. So he's going all over the world.
I think he won the jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree with Sean. Life is too short, and you only live once. That's my favorite quote.
And if you can afford to do a trip like that,
oh, yeah,
more power to you.
Does he want
to
adopt me?
Yeah.
I think he's just a bragger.
Stop.
Telling us where you've been. I've been to Kissimmee.
You've been to Georgia.
Yeah, I was just in Georgia. I got lost in Georgia.
In the
much rather would have gotten lost in New Zealand. In
the fog. That was the night the lights went out, wasn't it?
Yeah. in the fog in Georgia. Go, Julie, cool. Go.
I'm sorry. It's got a visual of Peter in that music video.
With Vicki Lawrence.
Oh, it's so
you don't
funny.
Know who she is,
I've never seen the
sorry,
music video.
Sorry, I was
video.
Talking about Reba McEntire's version.
Well. Yeah, really. Generation, yeah.
You really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Reba McEntire did a version. My email is from Kendall.
I don't think most people realize Reba McEntire did a version.
Hey, it was a really big hit for her.
Vicki Lawrence did it first.
For her, herself?
My email is from Kendall in Arrington, Alabama. Kendall says, "Hi guys, I just wanted to say thanks for the podcast. You do a great job. A few weeks ago, there was a thread on the forums about what celebrity have you seen at Walt Disney World. In June, my family and I were in line for the Jungle Cruise and saw Uma Thurman boarding one of the boats. I was curious if any of you have seen any celebrities in the parks, besides Bob. Thanks, and I look forward to each episode." Well, Kendall, I have.
And here's his list.
We went to a press event one time and it seemed like we ran into a celebrity every time we turned around. We ran into Diana DeGarmo from American Idol.
She's a celebrity? Sorry. Yeah.
It's celebrity with a small C.
Don't interrupt Kevin's list.
Oh, excuse me.
We ran into Alan Cumming. We ran into Stacey J.
Who's just creepy. I'm sorry. Alan Cumming is just creepy.
I like Alan Cumming. Actually, I saw Alan Cumming and made Regina talk
he
to him.
He looks like Chester Molester. I'm looking at this guy going, "I wouldn't let you within 100 feet of one of my kid if I had one." I don't know. There was just something about, I mean, maybe that was because he, you know, this was like right around the time I saw him right after he just got and finished doing Cabaret on Broadway.
So he had that really bad haircut.
So he just looked that whole sleazy Joel Grey part real well. And it won him a Tony, so I guess it worked for him. But at Disney World, it just came off as creepy.
Well, you can, if you keep your eyes open, a lot of times you can run into celebrities.
Have any of you seen celebrities in the box?
Yeah, I mean, at press events. That's the only time I've ever seen
them. I saw Puff Daddy when I was working at Blizzard Beach.
I saw Michael Jackson at the Hilton.
Now Michael Jackson Disney. Or like 20 years ago Michael
About
Jackson?
5 years ago Michael Jackson.
So now you're...
I mean, he was weird.
Do you remember really.
Yeah. Do you remember Sheila E.?
Yeah.
I remember I saw Sheila E. in front of the 20,000 Leagues.
Wow.
Drew Carey. I saw Drew Carey. Joey Fatone. Yeah, we've seen Joey Fatone a few times. Wolfgang Puck I saw at a press event.
Was he looking for me?
Susan Lucci.
I've never seen anybody.
Seen Roy Disney.
Roy Disney.
He's a Disney celebrity.
Yeah.
Who's the Star Wars guy?
George Lucas.
George Lucas I saw in the Brown Derby.
Well, I know during the taping of the holiday parade, Anna got to see Jessica Simpson and Kelly Ripa, and Kelly Ripa was waving at her and saying hi. She's like, it was the most exciting thing that ever happened to me.
You didn't mention the girl from Travel Channel.
I wasn't going to.
Samantha Brown.
Samantha Brown.
That's why I gave you that to read.
His BFF.
Give me a break. Yeah.
All right, I'll tell the story.
Good.
We were at the press event. The press event was a three-day event. It was the last day, and these days were long. We were getting up first thing in the morning to try and see as much as we could. We were getting up in the morning and staying until late at night.
And then coming back and writing content and putting video up and pictures.
We were working.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Right. The last night, we were in the Land Pavilion, coming out of the Land Pavilion. And I should tell you that because we work from home, I have a TiVo, and I TiVo Samantha Brown. At the time, Samantha Brown was doing Great Hotels and Passport to Europe. So every day, I would TiVo something with Samantha Brown, and when I would sit down for lunch, for a half-hour lunch, I would watch Samantha Brown at lunchtime. Every day.
He loves Samantha Brown.
I do. I love Samantha Brown. Coming out of the press event, or coming out of the Land Pavilion, about 11 o'clock at night, on the last night after three long days, John says to me, look, I think that's Samantha Brown. And I don't know what happened to me.
I do.
I became starstruck. And I went running across the walkway in front of the Land Pavilion screaming, Samantha Brown, Samantha Brown. And now I'm 6'5", and Samantha Brown is 5 feet tall. And as I came barreling towards her, I'm screaming, you're my best friend. I don't know what happened.
Oh, she thought you were crazy.
She did. And she just kept taking a step back, and she had that look on her face that said, security. So I finally said, I apologized for being a whack job. And I explained that I watched her every day because I worked from home and I worked in the travel industry and I loved her shows and what she did. And she told me that her shows had been picked up and I got to take pictures with Samantha Brown. And what's really funny, I just found this out, was that if you Google Samantha Brown, you get to see me at the top of the page.
Kevin is the first image that shows
really?
Up.
Oh, yeah. If you Google Samantha Brown, there's a photo gallery at the top and it's a picture of me and Samantha.
It gives a few snippets from Google Images, and the first two are of Kevin and Samantha.
I look hot and sweaty, and she looks a little scared.
Do you think that she Googles herself and goes, who is that guy?
I'm sure somebody told her. Who's this guy?
Oh, I'm sure she remembers. Yeah.
Now, here's my favorite part. Kevin tells the tamed down version of that story. The truth of the fact is, he is running after her like the biggest doofus on the planet, screaming, I'm your best friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Samantha Brown, I'm your best friend.
I told that story. I didn't use that voice.
So you were like the Abominable Snowman from the Bugs Bunny cartoons. I want to love her and pet her and call her Samantha.
Okay. That has to be edited out.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, that's priceless.
Yes, I lost it.
And he says, Samantha Brown, I'm your best friend. And she looks at him like, you know, with that please don't eat me look. Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that. No one told me.
No one told me that. It was really funny.
Yeah, it was.
But she was a good sport about it.
She really was.
Tremendous. Stop for pictures.
Then one night we found out Julie Andrews was going to be in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
I am fairly certain that I was on a surveillance camera somewhere. I asked every cast member, where's she going to come out? Where is she going to be? Is she going to make an appearance? Can I see her? Can I talk to her? And I'm sure they had a tracking device on me somehow.
I saw her over at MGM on the stage.
Yeah, Kevin was trying to run over the top of Splash Mountain singing The Hills Are Alive.
I was. I wanted to see Julie Andrews.
It's actually on tonight.
That was the press event that we were on, the Kyle Petty alert. Do you remember that?
None of us knew who Kyle Petty was. There was just, there's no NASCAR fans here. So I made little flashcards for everybody. I went on the internet and got this picture. And I gave
That's scary.
I gave everybody a Kyle Petty flashcard. And I said, you have to look for this guy. Because you told us to get pictures of celebrities.
Right.
So I had them looking for Kyle Petty. Well, we're sitting in Lights Motors Action. Nobody knew him. He was sitting behind us.
It was the funniest thing.
So it was just one of those things. It wasn't that he's not a celebrity. We just didn't know what he looked like.
Donna has a picture with him.
Did we talked Donna because, you know, Donna can talk to anybody. I thought, is he going to ask me if I know what he even does?
You draw fast and turn left. Right.
So we have a picture of Donna on our website with Kyle Petty.
I'm funny today.
You're right on it there, Missy.
What have you been drinking?
She's taking some of Corey's pain pills.
Did not take any.
She gives herself. She gives herself her own grades here. I'm funny today.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. That was a very enjoyable email. And John,
I have one from CV in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'll be at Walt Disney World the week of January 20th, and I would really like to ride Spaceship Earth. But I'm afraid I'll miss it because it's not supposed to open and it's only in soft opening and we don't know when you can get in. I have good news for you. Spaceship Earth is open. Is that one you were going to read?
No.
Oh.
I'm shuffling my papers around so John thinks, oh, well, he's reading an email
here,
John?
I thought I stole his email. Spaceship Earth is open. They've opened it early. It's now open to everybody. The barricades are down. It's, you know, terrific. Go in. Bob went and wrote it and has video of today, it and stuff. So look forward to it and go have a good time. I like it.
It was actually open before our last podcast was released when we were talking about the preview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were only letting a few people in at a time before and they still had the wall up. Now the wall's down and the queue line's working and everything's going. And it looked like it was all complete.
It's getting good reviews. That's why.
It was not. I enjoyed it.
Good. It's a fun time. Julie's funny and Bob's loud.
I enjoyed it.
I don't know where that came from.
It's like he had Tourette's
like
for
Disney
a second.
He's got Disney Tourette's. He's got Disney Tourette's. I liked it.
I liked it.
Mickey Mouse. Oh, Lord. All right. I have. I really like this email. Got an email from... I guess I did like it since I'm reading it. From John Collins in Sussex, England. It's a fairly long email. I'm going to try and paraphrase as much as I can. He writes, first of all, thank you very much for an excellent podcast. I listen to about a dozen podcasts a week, but yours is by far my favorite. Thank you very much for that, John. We have just returned to the UK from having spent Christmas and New Year's in Orlando. As we were there for about 17 days, we decided to do a few things we had not done on previous visits, and we have taken your advice for a lot of those. One of the best suggestions was to book a candlelight processional dinner package. We hadn't done this 2 years ago when we were out there, but we did notice the queues and wondered what all the fuss was about. After listening to us talk about it, he was forced to take the Rose and Crown because of availability, but were pleasantly surprised, as was I when I went there with my mom. And the show was absolutely brilliant. We had Gary Sinise as the narrator on the 23rd, and all five of us loved the show. Another thing on Corey and Julie's recommendation was to do the Sky Coaster.
I read this email.
I was a little nervous about doing this, and my wife, by the time it was our turn, was practically speechless. This was probably the highlight of the holiday and one of the best things we have ever done together.
I was so excited to hear that.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Par with this was doing the Keys to the Kingdom tour at the Magic Kingdom. Kevin's review of the bigger $199 Behind the Magic tour inspired that, but with five of them, I felt it was going to be too expensive. And he says he had Michael as his tour guide, and he was absolutely brilliant. It was well worth the cost, and I would really recommend this to anyone. Also, thanks to our discussion boards, he got a night at a DVC resort after renting points off one of our members. They generally stay off property at a vacation home, either on 27 or on 192 due to the excellent value, but they really enjoyed staying on property and will look to do that as well on future visits. Another thing we tried, because we heard it on the podcast, was the Earl of Sandwich. We usually walk straight past here on the way to the Art of Disney shop, but we thought we would try it, and we loved it. Love the sandwiches, would highly recommend the meatball sandwich. Just these are just a few examples of the things we tried. I found myself looking for things I had heard from you about and generally agreed with most of your recommendations. Thanks for helping make the most of our vacation even better than it would have already been. Now, he also asks about Disney's college program, that we had mentioned that on the show a few weeks ago, and do we know anything about the international college program? And
we'll have to find out.
Before I get to that, though, just to say thank you very much for sending that in. That really makes me feel good to know that the things we're talking mm-hmm. about, people are able to use them when they go on vacation and have a better experience. Really and truly, honestly, that's the reason I started the site 10 years ago. And this has turned out to be such a great medium to help accomplish that. I never would have imagined.
It's nice to hear that they're not only listening. People have told us that, but the fact that what we're talking about is actually
sinking in.
Yeah, encouraging
and
people to try things they hadn't tried.
You know.
And I really love that. I absolutely love that. Now, on the as far as the college program is concerned, as Corey said, I'm not real familiar with it, with the international college program, but
I'm sure we can get information.
We will get some information together on that, and maybe Corey can include that in his segment that he's gonna, an upcoming segment at some point in time that Corey's going to do. He's got about 17 of them that he's promised to do.
16,
sorry. So, yeah, again, John, thank you very, very much. We really do appreciate that email.
I have a secret little tip for people visiting downtown Disney. I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but if you go in the marketplace, when you go into the Ghirardelli ice cream candy shop, everybody gets a free piece of chocolate.
Oh, yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
And I have in my family a hot chocolate.
It's really hot.
A hot chocolate connoisseur. Sorry, I slipped.
We are all just falling over ourselves
really?
Today.
Except me.
I'm going to tell you again. In my family, I have a hot chocolate connoisseur. And I've been told that the hot chocolate available from the takeaway counter at Ghirardelli, inside the Ghirardelli candy store, you don't have to wait in the long ice cream line, is the best hot chocolate available anywhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't try it.
It is good.
I was told that this is the best in the land.
They use real chocolate, but they also have real whipped cream on it, mm-hmm. which is really cool. But get your free piece of chocolate. Don't pass that up.
Stop. I'll have to drive down there now.
For his one free piece of chocolate.
For the hot chocolate.
We thought Barney's coffee shops, which are only an Orlando thing, and there's far fewer of them than there used to be, was the best. We've now moved that to Ghirardelli's hot chocolate.
Cool.
There's a mini review you didn't even ask for.
I didn't even ask for. Bob, what piece of email would you like to butcher?
At his 6-point type.
No.
No.
I told him, I said, Bob.
No. Give it to me.
Remember we teased him several months ago about this?
Give me the paper.
No.
This is
the
why
paper.
That gallon of ink lasts so long.
Give me the paper. Come here. Give it to me.
No.
Give it to me. I want to see it first.
I made a mistake.
Okay.
You have to scan it.
No, hold on a second, folks. I am scanning this piece of paper, and I am putting it up on the site in its actual size. Okay? I'm not going to shrink it. I'm not going to blow it up in its actual size. I'm going to put this up on the site so you could see why this man has a gallon of ink that lasts him apparently as long as cockroaches will live on the earth.
You know that writing on the back of the pill bottle?
It's
that you have to get
that.
Your reading glasses and your magnifying glass to read. This is what he prints out to bring.
I got better at it. I was in a hurry and I printed and I grabbed it. And
this
then
is why your ink is lasting so long.
Well, that's one of the reasons, but it's not all of the reasons. There's other reasons.
Oh man!
The fact that the difference in color between the page and the type is maybe one or two shades.
Yeah, that's kind
of on top of being big enough to require an electron microscope to have to read.
It's very national
treasure. I'll have you know that this is not only this
he's
small.
Got special glasses that make it 3D.
It's also in draft mode, so I'm saving ink that way too.
Well, it's paying off for you.
I'm going to be careful from now on. It's like it's not fair. And I will post the link to the gallon of ink somewhere. Anyway, can I start now?
Please, by all means.
Okay. This is from Kathy Warner, and she's in Louisville, Kentucky. And she has a question regarding the mini golf courses available at Walt Disney World. And
there you go, Bob. That's what you got from
Walt Disney
World.
Yeah. She wants to know, can we describe the difference between Fantasia Gardens and Winter Summerland golf courses? Mm-hmm. Is one hotter than the other? Also, if you're relying solely on Walt Disney transportation, how would one staying on property get there? We will be staying at Port Orleans Riverside in July and Port Orleans French Quarter in December, and would like to check the courses out. Okay. As far as which one's hotter, I feel that the Fantasia Gardens, they have two courses there, and one is just a regular miniature golf course with all the little statues and everything. But the other one is one that has actual sand traps and...
That's just uncomfortably hard. It's a miniaturized real golf course.
Right, and that one is extremely hard to do.
But the music can be really annoying at Fantasia Gardens. Dunno. Sounds like somebody's about to come and kill you all the time.
She is funny today.
I played with Regina, so just imagine all the things I heard.
They were after Regina.
So, you know, that course that has the sand traps is extremely difficult. And Winter Summerland is the two golf courses side by side, and it's like themed for Christmas or holiday time, and it's decorated that way. But it's like Christmas in the winter time and Christmas in the summertime type thing.
It's really great. I like that one.
I like both of them. And you can do one, or they have a special deal where you can do the two of them for a special price. So as far as transportation, to get to Winter Summerland, you'd take the bus from your hotel to Blizzard Beach, and it's right at Blizzard Beach, so that makes it easier. The other one, Fantasia Gardens, is a little bit of a chore to get to from the hotel. I'd have to say go to Downtown Disney and take a bus to either the Swan or Dolphin.
Swan.
Yeah.
It's further to walk from
the
Dolphin.
Swan is the easiest one. And then walk across the street. There's no real transportation to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd almost jump in a cab or and just drive there in the cab. If you don't have transportation, it would take you a lot less time. And it get you there real quick, so that's what I'm thinking. You might want to do any of them later in the, make it an evening event once the sun's down, especially for in July, when the heat of the day. You don't want to go there at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and worry about the.
Sorry, Bob. I didn't know it was gonna be a loud one.
Used all over him, man.
Yeah, really. Bob's gonna wipe himself off.
You are hot today, honey.
Really, Miss Julie is. She's sneaking the pain pills.
Just wipe my shirt off. That's fine. No problem.
I was making sure you weren't wet.
Yeah.
You were cleaning off your hand.
You're just wiping your hand you sneezed into on my shirt. So
well, now that we've given that visual to everyone out there in podcast land,
so that's my recommendations. For that, it's a lot of fun.
Save your money and go do something fun. Miniature golf.
That was fun.
Oh, I like it.
Winter Summerland, I really enjoyed. Fantasia Gardens, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, well, Fantasia Gardens, the one.
Winter Summerland is possibly the best miniature golf course I've ever been to. Fantasia Gardens just is annoying.
I'd always taken Taylor to Pirates Cove because she liked the Pirates theme. And we went to Winter Summerland this past summer, and she doesn't want to go anywhere else. That's one of her favorite things to do, so.
And that Fantasia Gardens is hard to get to. I mean, it's not an easy chore. You just can't do
You have
it.
To cross like 4 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
I know it. So that's my report.
I just have to say before we go, hi, Anthony.
All right. I have one from Andre in Detroit, Michigan, who sent in an email that I agree with wholeheartedly. My family visited Disney World for the very first time last August, and we had an amazing time. Where usually our humongous roller coaster freaks intend to visit either Busch Gardens or Universal Islands of Adventure more than anything else. Our closest park, Cedar Point, has 17 roller coasters, the world record. However, we decided to spend a week at Disney just to try something new. The experience of spending 7 days at amusement parks is different for us, but we definitely enjoyed it. The reason I'm emailing is to share a tip. Rather than renting a car, we really decided we would just take town car service to our hotel on property. We smartly stopped at Publix and got breakfast food, bottled water, etc. Halfway through the week, we visited the Magic Kingdom and drank the Pirates of the Caribbean-style water. A stop to Crossroads gave us good preparation for the days to come. We got packs of Crystal Light for the adults and Powerade packs for the kids. This made the trip in the hot August heat a lot more bearable. Water can be boring, but the cost of soda in parks is ridiculous. Just wanted to share the tip. You always hear me talk about where I consider the value of a town car versus, let's say, Magical Express. Not a fan of Magical Express, personally. Takes too long to get to the airport. And for the price of a town car, what you get that half-hour grocery stop, you have your own car, your own driver, you go right to your resort, you got somebody helping you with your bags. Really, it's a nice way to start your vacation. And what we're starting to see happen now, that Magical Express has been around for a while, people who did it, you know, the last time they came, aren't doing it again. I'm not saying everybody, but you're starting to see a lot of people starting to come back to doing town cars again. And I'm glad to see that because I think I know for me that was always a really nice way. I always started my vacation like that. That was my treat to myself to start my vacation. I want to do something nice. Always get a town car. And what are they going for, Corey? It's about $100 round trip or so?
Yeah, $100, $109, depending where you're going.
Where you going?
Magic Kingdom resorts are usually more expensive.
Depends, yeah. And, of course, it varies by company, but our official car service here on the Diz is FL Tours. And you can find them at fltours.com. We've been working with them for a number of years now. Great company, very solid company. And great drivers. That was real important to me because there's so many sleaze bags driving cars in this town. Most of them work for Mears. I'm telling you, I cannot find one redeeming thing to say about Mears. It is an absolutely horrendous company. I can't find one redeeming thing to say about them, especially after I got into one of their taxis last year. And I vowed never again when I stepped foot in one of their cars. That's how bad it was. So I appreciate that, Andre. Thank you for mentioning that. And Bob, I know you have one more you'd like to.
Yeah, I have a quick one, Pete. This one's from Mitch from Washington. And he's going to be going to stay in at Old Key West, and he wants to rent a Sea Racer, one of those little boats that you drive around the lagoon in. And he's 12 years old and wants to know if I can drive it himself, or will his mom and dad have to be in the boat with him? Well, I checked, and the Sea Racer, one person in the boat has to have a valid driver's license.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense. Yeah.
Well, there was a time that it did. That wasn't the case. I mean, I can remember when we did the food and fun package back in before, like, 1987.
Back in 1837.
Well, around 1987, 88.
When the Sea Racers had paddles.
That's when they call them mouse
they things. They called them canoes.
Mouse boats.
Mouse boats or whatever they
the
were.
Old food and fun.
But I remember Brian, who was probably around 12, he was able to take the boat out himself.
No, he wasn't. I was 7 in 1987. Like, there's no way Brian was 12.
Well, that's true. Well, it was in the 90s that he, something like that.
You're a good dad.
I know when he was born.
You do?
I think it was the math that threw him.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Okay, I got it.
Sorry, Bob, I couldn't resist that.
How old is Brian, Bob?
He's 23.
He's 23. He'll be 24 in February.
Julie, is he right?
Yes. I know Brian's age, too.
Anyway, sometime when he was 12, I don't know, figure it out. Do the math.
What's the name of the young man who wrote you this email?
Mitch.
Mitch is now 23 because it's taken you this long to read this email.
Now you can do it, Mitch.
Now you can do it.
Okay.
He wrote in like 4 years ago.
Yeah. But one of the things, I remember Brian being towed over to me from on the waterway there because evidently he had hit another boat And it was like he was racing.
This is why they stopped, apparently.
Yeah, so Brian's fault for...
It's a Varley.
Why you need a licensed driver in there.
I hope they haven't already traveled, Bob. I'm looking at the date on your email.
I've had this for a long time.
I can see that.
And wait, when is it from?
July 27th.
Oh, my Lord.
I said the kid's old enough to not drive.
I thought when you said you've had this one for a while, I thought you meant like a couple of weeks. Like it was a couple of weeks before Christmas. So it's been a little while now because, you know, we took the break.
No, Mitch is celebrating the birthday.
I wanted to get that story in, though.
Well, yeah, Mitch, I apologize that you're now...
He probably already
56
traveled.
56 with grandchildren.
I have one about the upcoming Food and Wine Festival.
For my 40th birthday. For my 40th birthday, friends of mine took me to Contemporary, and we rented one of those Sea Racers. And I went out, and they tell you before you go out, if you have problems with your boat, you're supposed to raise both your hands in the air. So I got out into the middle of Bay Lake, and my boat went put, 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 and stopped. So there I sat like a doofus out in the middle of the lake with my hands up in the air. Well, this German couple who spoke no English pulled up next to me, and they thought it was a game. So they sat there with me. So then they called over their friends who pulled up next to them, and there we all sat in the middle of the lake, and I kept trying to shoo them away, and I kept making the sign like, my boat's broken, broken. And they're like, yeah, broken. And they got their hands up there. So the guy comes over and wants to know, did we all break down in the exact same spot? I was like trying to push these people away with my feet. No, it's just me. Tow me in.
Get me away from these people.
We should go on a field trip and do the sea races.
No field trips. No.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, talked about the fishing excursion.
Oh, yeah. We haven't
that
done
got
that
shot
yet.
Down.
That was really fun. I had a good time.
No, we may
still
it.
Do that.
We can still do that. But since, you know, since poor Mitch here had to wait 7 months for his email to get read because unfortunately it was pulled by Bob.
Well, you kept saying no, not this week, not this week.
I did not keep saying no, not this week.
Bob, if you've been holding on to that since July,
you've had
no
you have
way.
Plenty of opportunities because you're never allowed to speak in the show. Is that it?
That's right.
Ay vey.
Before we go,
I didn't do my president thing. I haven't done my president. I'm going to relinquish my time this week too.
Well, you have no time this week because we're out of time. So, but because poor Mitch had to wait so long, let's go ahead and let him pick a number since he didn't get included in the cruise drawing for last year. Maybe I'll win one this year.
Is he like Diz Unplugged Who?
Well, he I see who his mom is. He sent from her email address. She's one of our frequent emailers. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this will be good.
Good. So
there are no valid driver's licenses in the envelope, though.
No.
Yes, unfortunately, we can't give you one of those. But all right, that is going to do it this week, folks, for our email show. We will be back with you again next Tuesday with the next edition of the Diz Unplug Roundtable. You have a great week.